So now we will start. And as you can see, Sayadaw Uindakka is here today, and he will be giving a talk on metta for about half an hour. And so now Sayadaw will take over, and we will start with reciting the Namo Tassa.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa.
Metta jin alo jamma chanda jabadi.
May all of you, Metta Yogis, be well, happy, and peaceful.
Metta jin alo ne yaku lu dwe so nga da athu wanda go yu ba de.
Sayadaw is very pleased and very happy to meet all of you, all your Metta. All you Metta persons. The practice of Metta meditation is something that really should be practiced. It would be even better if everybody, all human beings and all living beings, could practice metta meditation as all of you are doing now. Then the whole world would become calm and peaceful. Because metta, the quality of metta, can provide peacefulness. Metta, the quality of metta, can really bring true peace into the hearts and minds of beings. If there is metta in our own hearts and minds, then we will experience the peace coming from metta. And when the metta is established in our heart and mind and makes it peaceful, then it will also make the body calm and peaceful. All human beings and all living beings, they wish to have the peace of body and mind. However, some people, living beings, do not know that the cultivation of metta can bring about this peace of body and mind. And if we are able to cultivate metta in ourselves, then not only we will experience the peace based on metta, but also the living beings around us will experience the peace.
And ကုမေတ္တာအကောင်းလေးတွေကုဘဝဉ္ဇဉ်တတ္တဝါတွေရည်ရည်ချမ်းသာကြတယ
် And when we further deepen or strengthen the quality of metta in ourselves then depending on the strength of our metta more and more beingsin the environment or around us will experience that peace. So the stronger our metta is, the stronger it will radiate and others can experience it as well.
ဒါကြောင့်ဘုညာဒီမေတ္တာတရားကိုအရာကွန်ဒီရှင်နဲ့တူတယ်လို့သူတို့ပြောလို့ရှိတယ်.
That's why Sayadaw compares metta with air conditioning.
လူတွေဟာမိမိခန္ဓာကိုယ်ပူအိုက်လာတဲ့အခါတို့မိမိအိတ်ခမ်းတွေပူအိုက်လာတဲ့အခါတို့မိမိတို့နေတဲ့အဆောင်တွေပူအိုက်လာတဲ့အခါမျိုးဆိုရင်အဲရကွန်ဒီရှင်ဖွင့်ရတယ
် So if we feel hot in our body or if it is very hot in our room or if it is hot in our house thenPeople turn on the air conditioning.
ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုရင် air conditioning ကအေးတက်ကိုပေးနိုင်တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ဖြစ်တယ်
။ Because turning on the air conditioning then that will produce coolness.
တော်တော်လဲ air conditioning ဟာဒီအေးမြတ်မှုကိုပေးနိုင်တယ်ဆိုပေမဲ့စဖွင့်ကစအချိန်မှာတော့သူ့ရဲ့အေးမြတ်မှုဟာမထင်ရှားဘူး။
However, when we just turn on the air conditioning, at the very beginning, the coolness produced by the air conditioning is not yet very obvious.
When you turn on the air conditioning, you can see the air conditioning.
But then, as the air conditioning is running, the longer it is running, the cooler the room will get.And the longer the air conditioning is on, the room, the house, our body will become cool.
တနာရီကွဲနှစ်နာရီလောက်ဖွင့်လိုက်ပြီဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်ပေါ်မှာဖြစ်နေရှိနေတဲ့အပူဓာတ်တွေအခန်းထဲမှာရှိနေတဲ့အပူဓာတ်တွေအဆောင်ထဲမှာရှိတဲ့အပူဓာတ်တွေအားလုံးကင်းစင်သွားပြီခန္ဓာကိုယ်ရောအခန်းထဲမှာ
So let's say if the air conditioning is running for 1.5 hours or 2 hours, then the heat in our body has gone, the body will feel cool, and likewise the heat in the room or in the house will have disappeared and the room, the house will have become cool.
အဲ့ဒီလိုပဲလူတွေတတ်တော်အားတွေမိမိတဏ္ဍာမှာကိလေသာဘူးတွေလောဘကိလေသာဘူးတွေဒေါသကိလေသာဘူးတွေမောဟကိလေသာဘူးစတဲ့ဒီကိလေသာဘူးတွေပူလောင်ပြီးလာလို့ရှိရင်မေတ္တာအရာကွန်လေးဖွင့်ပေးရတယ
် And in the same way when our heart and mind gets hot because of the defilements the kilesasKilesas of loba, greed, wanting, desire, or the kilesas of dosa, aversion, anger, hatred, or the kilesas of moha, ignorance, not knowing. So the heat produced by the kilesas can be cooled down by metta.
Kilesasura.မြန်မာလိုပြောရင်ဘာသာပြန်ရင်တော့ပူလောင်တတ်တဲ့သဘောလို့ပြောရတယ်
။ So kilesa, this Pali word, translating it or explaining it in Burmese means something that is burning, that makes hot.
အဲ့ဒီကိလေသာတရားမိမိနှလုံးသားမှာဖြစ်ပေါ်လာပြီဆိုရင်နှလုံးသားတွေပူလောင်လာတယ်
။ So when these kilesas arise in our heart and mind, they will make the heart and mind hot. It's like a fire burning inside.
ဒီတဲ့ကိလေသာမိတွေအားကောင်းလာရင်ခန္ဓာကိုယ်စိတ်ရောခန္ဓာကိုယ်ပါပူလောင်ပြီးတော့လာ
And the stronger these kilesas get the more they produce heat so the heat we will experience in the mind but also in the body
ကိလေသာများလေပူလောင်လေကိလေသာများလေပူလောင်လေဖြစ်တယ်
So the more kilesas there are the hotterthe more heat we will experience in ourselves.
အဲဒီလိုပူလောင်လာတဲ့အခါမှာဒီမေတ္တာအေယဂုံဖွင့်ပေးရတယ်.
And so when there is a lot of heat due to the kilesas, then we should turn on the metta air conditioning.
မေတ္တာပွားပေးရမှာပေါ့.
That means we should cultivate loving kindness.
အဲဒီမေတ္တာတရားဟာအေးမြမှုကိုပေးနိုင်တယ်ဆိုပေမဲ့စပွားကစမှာတော့ဒီမေတ္တာတရားရဲ့အေးမြမှုကသိမထင်ရှားဘူ
း As I had said metta leads to peace coolness but when we turn on the metta aircon when we start to cultivate metta the coolness the peacefulness is notobvious at the very beginning. It's not immediately obvious.
The metta shin ya da ma shyo do lo la wiriya ne zwe kaung kaung ne takka 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 pwa bi ya le.
So as metta meditators, you should not give in or stop the practice, but patiently and perseveringly continue to cultivate loving kindness.
Hello, a jin yin pwa ba mya.ရဲ့လာနှစ်တွေကြာကြာပွားလာပြီဆိုလို့ရှိရင်မိမိရဲ့မေတ္တာတွေအားကောင်းလာ
So continuing to cultivate the metta then after days weeks or years the metta gradually will become stronger
လွန်ခဲ့တဲ့1990ခုနှစ်လောက်ကဆိုရင်ဘုရားတို့ဒီရိတ်တာမှာနိုင်ငံသားတွေမေတ္တာတရားလာပွားတယ်ဆိုရင်နှစ်ပတ်လောက်ပွားလိုက်ရင်သူတို့စိတ်တွေငြိမ်းအေးသွားတာတော်တော်များများသိရကြရတယ်။2019.
So in 2019, Sayadaw was teaching metta, 2 weeks metta retreat to foreign meditators. And so after 2 weeks of practice, the minds, the hearts of these meditators became quite cool and peaceful.
ဒါသဘာဝပဲ။မေတ္တာကြာကြာပွားလေ၊ငြိမ်းချမ်းသာလေ၊ကြာကြာပွားလေ၊ငြိမ်းချမ်းသာလေ
။ So this is quite natural. The more you cultivate metta, the more peaceful, the cooler will your heart and mind become.
အဲဒီလိုမေတ္တာအားကောင်းလာတဲ့အခါကျတော့ကိုယ်နှလုံးသားမှာအဲဂိမ်းဖြစ်နေတဲ့ဒေါသသားတဲ့ကိလေသာတရားတွေဟာကင်းပြောင်းသွားတယ
် And also the stronger the quality of metta becomes in your heart and mind the weaker the kilesas beginning with lobha dosa will become weaker or disappear altogether
အကိလေသာဘူတွေငြိမ်းပြီးသွားတော့မေတ္တာတရားဆိုတဲ့အေးတတ်တွေကျင်နေတော့ကိုရောစိတ်မှာငြိမ်းချမ်းသာသွားတာပေါ့
And so then when the kilesas, defilements disappear, when they are not present anymore in the mind, then there is only pure metta, and this makes the heart, mind, and the body very peaceful and cool.
That's why, when the kilesas are in the mind, they are not present anymore in the mind, and they are not present anymore in the mind.
And also, to prevent...The kilesas, the burning kilesas, to prevent them from arising in our heart and mind, we should cultivate metta.
ဖြစ်ပေါ်လာကိလေသာတရားတွေဖြစ်ပေါ်လာပြန်လဲဒုကိလေသာဘူးတွေမြန်မြန်ငြိမ်းအေးတော့အောင်မေတ္တာတရားနဲ့ပယ်ရှားပြရတယ်.
Or then, when these burning kilesas have arisen in the heart and mind,then we should cultivate metta in order to make them disappear or they will disappear due to the practice of metta.
And you know, ကိုယ်နှလုံးသားမှာပူလောင်ပြီးနေတဲ့ကိလေသာတရားတွေကိုယခုလိုမေတ္တာတရားနဲ့မပယ်ရှားဘူးဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ဒီကိလေသာဘူးတွေကတဖြည်းဖြည်းလောင်ကျွမ်းပြီးတော့နောက်ဆုံးမဖြစ်တဲ့ဆင်းရဲဒုက္ခတွေဖြစ်တတ်တယ်ရောက်တတ်တယ
် So if we do not do anything to weaken or weaken the defilements or make them disappear then if they persist then they will get stronger will become more burning and in this way cause much suffering in our mind and body
ဥပမာကနာဘုရားတို့ပြောခဲ့တယ်ရာသီဥတ္တံသိပ်ပူလောင်လာတဲ့အခါမျိုးမှာကုပူလောင်မှုကိုမပယ်ရှားပူလောင်မှုကိုအဲကွန်သတ်တည်လို့ဖြင့်မပယ်ရှားဘူးဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့အပူခံနေမယ်ဆိုရင်သူအပူဒဏ်ကြောင့်ဆင်းရဲဒုက္ခမျိုးမျိုးရောက်နိုင်တယ်။နောက်ဆုံးအသက်ပါသေးနိုင်တယ်
။ As I had just said before, you know, when the weather is very, very hot, and if you do not turn on the air conditioning, but if you have to stay to live in the heat, and if you stay in the heat for an extended period of time,then you will experience much dukkha, much suffering in your body and mind, and it also can lead to death.
And the kilita bhuri, nyamyan nyeyeye dwe, metta daya go, vamya bhiya me.
So if you want to appease the defilements, then you should cultivate metta.A lot.
ယခုမေတ္တာရှင်များလည်းထုံငင်းအေချမ်းထုံငင်းချမ်းမှုကိုအလိုရှိတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်မေတ္တာတရားပွားများကြတယ်လို့ဘုရားတို့ကယုံကြည်ပါတယ်
။ So Sayadaw is confident he knows that all of you cultivating metta you are doing so also with the knowledge that with that you canweaken and overcome the kilesas.
Your metta yogi mya myo lin ne atai di metta daya ga le yogi do ye ngin chan mu ekan mucha pe nai ne lo kunya amakkhan ma le.
And Sayadaw can confirm that when you continue to cultivate and strengthen the metta that this will beA help to weaken and overcome the burning defilements.
တော်တော်လေခဏလေးခဏလေးပွားတာမျိုးတော့မဖြစ်စေနိုင်မဖြစ်စေနဲ့အမြဲပွားတာမျိုးဖြစ်ပါလေ
However, if you just cultivate metta a little bit or for a short time, then this will not happen. You have to engage in an extended period of practice.
အမြဲပွားတယ်ဆိုတာထိုင်နေရင်လေမေတ္တာပွားနေရမှာတဲ့
So or you have you know to engage all the time like cultivating metta in the sitting meditation
ကုလိုဓမ္မယုံနဲ့ထိုင်တိုင်းကိုယ်အိမ်မှာပဲထိုင်တိုင်းဈေးရယ်လမ်းဘေးတစ်ပင်အောင်သတ်သည်ဘယ်နေရာမှာပဲထိုင်နေနေထိုင်နေရင်လေမေတ္တာပွားအလုံးသတ္တဝါတွေကျမ်းမှာပါစေချမ်းသာပါစေအလုံးသက်တော်ရည်ကျမ်းမာပါစေချမ်းသာပါစေနဲ့မေတ္တာတွေပွားပြီးတော့ထိုင်ရမယ်တဲ့
So let's say if you are sitting in a meditation hall or sitting in your home at home or maybe you're sitting outside in the garden or under a tree so cultivate metta for example wishing all living beings to be well, happy and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful, and so on. And also, when you walk, going here, going there, you should also cultivate metta.
Amen, dwa dwa, zeve dwa dwa, tiyajong me dwa dwa, kumyuti yuha be dwa dwa, dwa yin le metta bu bi metta bua bi dwa niyame.
So wherever you go, whether you go to the market, shopping, whether you walk home, whether you go somewhere else. So whenever you are walking, you should engage in cultivating metta.
Along that doari, jamma jabadi, chana jabadi, along that doari, jamma jabadi, chana jabadi, ne, doai, medda boy, ne, doavare.
So wherever you go, whenever you walk, cultivate metta by wishing, for example, may all beings be well, happy and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful. And also when you are standing still, you should cultivate metta.
Benama bajang me yani metta bwa bi niya mere.
So for whatever reason you are standing still, cultivate metta.
Along that dwari jamma jabadi chanda jabadi. Along that dwari jamma jabadi chanda jabadi ne metta bwa yani ya mere.
So for example, wishing may all beings be well, happy and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful whenever you are standing somewhere. And then also, when you are lying down, you should also cultivate metta. For example, if you are lying on your bed, or if you are lying anywhere else, or in the evening before falling asleep, lying in bed, you should cultivate metta. So whenever you do not need to use the mind to think or analyze, then you can cultivate metta. Then you should cultivate metta. So when you need to use the mind to make calculations or to plan something or to analyze something or to organize something, then you cannot cultivate metta. But at other times, then you should engage in the cultivation of metta.
No need to be a galabalo, metta lineal, metta boabi lineal, chudajabal.
So please try in all your waking hours as much as you can to cultivate loving kindness.
Alilu, metta de, metta ne, nirago, alilu, jama, wihari, lukoi.
So if it is possible, to always engage in the cultivation of metta, then this is called in Pali Brahma Vihari. This means somebody. Somebody living in a noble abode or with a noble mind.
Now, the Nia, Pima Mine, Pima Mimia, Nijine, Tuzwa Nirebogulu, Debetwede.
Or else it can be explained as somebody who lives like the Brahmas.
Pima Pima, Pima Minia, Pimaria.
Brahmas are beings who always live with a mind full of metta.
Nardiniya Riya Vihari. Todava Dagara Gandhari Riya Bhoguri. Dibhoguri lebe metta dhyaneve miyadadi nijarare.
Or else, one can also say, then you are Ariya Vihari, And this means people who have attained one of the four stages of liberation, Sotapanna, Sakadagami, etc. So these Ariya persons, they also always live with a mind and heart based on metta. And also ordinary human beings with who have been cultivating their heart and mind, they are also living in this way. So noble persons or persons with a highly developed heart and mind and liberated fully or complete, not partially or completely liberated people, they always live in this way. So whoever dwells with a mind and heart of metta can be called a noble person. So, as you are engaging in the cultivation of metta, you are called, or you can be called noble persons or persons with a highly developed mind. Or else, in other words, as you are engaging in the cultivation of metta, you can also be called Brahma, like living like Brahmas. If you cultivate metta to the degree that you attain the jhanas, the absorptions based on metta, and when you die, then you will be reborn in the plane of the Brahmas. So now you are engaging in the cultivation of metta, and based on that you will experience peacefulness in both body and mind. And also people are living around you, they will also experience peace in their body and mind. And after death, you can be reborn as Brahmas. So this cultivation of metta brings much benefits in this life and also in future existences. And so please continue with the cultivation of metta.
So please
continue with the cultivation of metta, and by doing so, you will help to cool down the fires that are burning in this world. So Sayadaw wishes that, you know, cultivating metta, Sayadaw and all of you cultivating metta, this will contribute to the calming down of the fires that are burning in this world and help to bring more peacefulness into this world. May all of you be happy and peaceful.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Yes. So we will continue with our silent meditation practice, metta practice. And for today, we will start cultivating metta for ourselves, as we have been doing for the last 24 hours. But then we will also switch to another person and we will start with a person for whom it's usually quite easy to cultivate metta, which means choosing a benefactor. That means a person we respect, a person we admire, a person who gives a lot of inspiration to us, meaning that this person is endowed with good qualities, a wise person, a generous person, a compassionate person, or a person who engages in helping others. So we call this kind of person a benefactor. This is a person from the first category. We will go through the different categories in these 2 weeks. So this can be a teacher, a Dhamma teacher, or a person we don't know personally, but, you know, a famous person that you know, maybe the Dalai Lama or another person that is a great inspiration to you because of their wholesome, good, beautiful qualities they embody in their lives. We will start with about 15 minutes of metta for ourselves, and then I will ring the bell and make the transition to this other person, the benefactor. So then, please sit down in a comfortable way. Take a few moments to settle into your body. You may close your eyes or have them slightly open. Just notice the body as it is sitting. Maybe there are some distinct sensations in the body. And you may notice the state of your mind. Is it calm or restless, peaceful, joyous, or sad? Just acknowledge however you feel. And then gradually connect with yourself, with this deep-seated wish to be happy, to be healthy, to have an easeful life. And then choose a phrase, a metta wish, that expresses this deep-seated, heartfelt wish. For example, may I be well, happy, and peaceful. Or, may I be safe and protected. Or, may I live at ease and in peace. Or your own wish, in your own words, in your own language. And then keep repeating this wish gently and silently in your heart and mind. And whenever the mind starts to wander, thinking about something else, just acknowledge the thought, know that this thought has arisen, but do not pay any attention to it, and gently bring the mind back to the cultivation of metta. And you also do not need to pay any attention to sensations arising in the body. You can ignore them as best as you can. And if the sensations become too painful, too uncomfortable, you can change the posture. You can move your legs or the body in a gentle way. So now we will take some moments to choose a benefactor, meaning a person you respect or a person you admire for their good qualities, being a wise person or compassionate, very kind, or a person who inspires you a lot, the person doing much good in this world. So choose one person that for you is a benefactor. And you can bring up this person in your mind. Maybe you have a mental image of this person, or you remember a time, situation when you were together with this person. Or maybe it's just the felt sense of this person. And then we can make the transition from ourselves to these benefactors in this way. Just as I wish to be well, happy, and peaceful, may my benefactor be well, happy, and peaceful. Or just as I wish to be safe and protected, may my benefactor be safe and protected. And then simply continue to cultivate loving and kind thoughts towards this person. And you also can say, for example, may my teacher be well, happy, and peaceful, or put the name of this person. May Daniela be well, happy, and peaceful. May Peter be safe and protected. And continue to gently, silently repeat these metta wishes for this person. The important thing is to connect with the meaning of the words that you really wish from the depths of your heart this person be happy and peaceful. It's your deep wish for this person. It's strengthening this metta quality, this friendly, benevolent quality in your heart and mind, with the other person as the object of your metta meditation. With this, we end the formal metta meditation. And for the practice in the next 24 hours, cultivate metta for yourself and the benefactor. So in a formal session, be it formal sitting meditation, formal walking meditation, do about half of the time metta for yourself and then switch to your benefactor. And in day-to-day activities, you know, during the day, just cultivate metta either for yourself or for the benefactor as much as you remember to cultivate metta when getting dressed, when taking a shower, when waiting or walking somewhere, in any activity that you can do, you remember, cultivate metta. You know, to start the cultivation of metta with oneself and then going to this category of the benefactors, that's the traditional way as it is explained in the scriptures. But from experience, we know that for some people it is more difficult to cultivate metta for themselves than it is to cultivate metta for another person, for a benefactor. So if you have noticed that it has been quite difficult to cultivate metta for yourself because, you know, maybe anger has come up or worries or whatever, and if you've noticed now that to cultivate metta for the benefactor has been easier for you, then you can switch the order. Then start your formal practice with cultivating metta for the benefactor, and then after about half of the time of your session, switch to yourself. Or if it is extremely difficult to cultivate metta for yourself, you may spend more time on the cultivation of metta for the benefactor to build up the momentum, the strength of metta, and then take it over to you. So, just one practical information. Somebody has requested to put again the link for the recorded sessions here in the chat. So now in the chat, you will see the link on my website where you can find the recordings. So yesterday's recording is there. You have to scroll down that page with English talks. You will find it, Metta Retreat 2024. So with this, I hand over to Aya Viranyani.
Thank you, sister. And thank you, everybody, for your practice. No matter how it's gone, it's really, really beneficial. As Sayadaw said this morning. So we're very aware that you may have questions. So as we did yesterday, if anybody has any questions, we have some time for questions before the chanting. Please feel free. It helps us if you put one of those little hand reactions up. It'll show up in the upper left-hand corner of your image, and you'll show up at the beginning of the first page of images. So if you just put your hand up electronically, it's easier for us to see, or unmute yourself and say, hello, hello, I'd like to ask a question. Anybody, please. And this means also questions, either about the practice itself or questions about what Saito or Aria shared this morning, any kind of questions about the practice like that. Yes, please, Claudia.
Hello. My question is, if it's more the focus on experiencing the qualities that is in our wish, like inviting the happiness as a feeling.
Hang on, please, Claudia. I'm going to put some earplugs in because I can't hear you very well. Maybe that will help. But I've got a lot of background noise.
Closer. How is it now?
Better.
Yeah, that's better.
Is it more the focus on inviting the experience of the feeling like happiness and peace? Or is it more about really wishing? Do you understand?
Yeah. So is the purpose of the practice to have experiences of happiness and peace, or to incline the mind to metta? Does that capture your question?
Yes. I don't know really what you mean by inclining metta. Is it to really feel a strong wish, or is it to invite happiness and peace in my inner experience in this moment?
The cultivation of metta is the cultivation of a habit of inclination. So, for example, when we radiate metta for ourselves, we may not feel peaceful or happy, but we can radiate metta anyway. So it's for the purpose of inclining to that well-wishing, no matter what. That may come with experiences of happiness and peace, and, you know, when the metta is strong and powerful, it's a very pleasant experience. But that's not always the case. You know, we may be very connected with that, but still in the middle of some very difficult situation. And that's metta. So long as you're connected, really deeply connected to that well-wishing and inclining in that direction, that's the point of the practice. Yeah.
I have one question.
Oh, I have to unmute.
May I ask a question? Would you?
Yes, please.
Would you recommend wishing the benefactor, the same wish as we do for ourselves, or would you recommend, or is it okay to wish the benefactor something different than I wish for myself?
Yeah, good question. Thank you, Sandra. Either. It could be the same wish, if you could really connect with it, and it leads the mind to a continuity of connection. Or if there's something in particular with the benefactor that helps you really connect with them better, you can do that too. Both are okay. Yeah.
Thanks.
But the main thing about the phrase and switching the phrase is to, as I think Aria said yesterday, to stay within one session of sitting or walking with the same phrase. Mm-hmm. That conduces to concentration. Even if you struggle to connect with it, that's okay. Just keep going with it. And yes, you can change if it helps. Yeah.
Jesu de Mari.
Yes, Ekaterina or Alexei. There it is.
Hi. So it's a question from Alexei. He's asking, you were saying inclination of the heart, but everything comes from the mind. So can you comment on that?
Yeah, the difference between the heart and mind. In the Pali scriptural language, the word chitta is often translated as heart or mind. So when we cultivate vipassana, it's often more of a cultivation of mind, of wisdom. When we cultivate metta, what we're cultivating is more of a heart quality. So It's a lot of semantics, actually. It's the language we use. It doesn't really matter. So long as you can land in that experiential connection, whether it's here or up here, with the well-wishing, and incline to that over and over and over again. And then, as there is that connection, you can actually, there are experiences that we feel here in the heart that are normal and quite natural for the practice. Yeah. So it's both, either and. Sarosh, please.
Thank you. So my question is, it may be a strange question, but I'm curious, what is wishing other people happiness? Would you say that it's like an energy we are sending out, or what is that thought? What is the wish? Is it a, yeah, what is that?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing? And also, if it's possible, the connection to karma with that, the connection, if it's possible. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It's a good question. And I would say the simple answer to that question is to keep practicing and see for yourself. But one metaphor that really works, that I like a lot, there are two metaphors. It's like planting seeds. So each metta wish is like planting a seed that will eventually sprout into that purity of metta. And it sprouts in our karmic stream, so at some future date, we will feel the consequences of that, experience the consequences of that. So you can think of it as creating, using the energy of the present to create a connection and a karmic consequence in the future. I actually struggle with the word energy because it's so diffuse, and then what is this thing we call energy? Another metaphor that works really well is channeling water. So we're creating a current of habit. With each phrase, we're inclining the mind. And the mind will tend more and more and more to go in that direction. So it's like digging a trench for water to flow in. We don't want it to go to the right, we want it to go to the left. So we dig a deeper and deeper trench so it naturally flows in that direction. You could say we're directing the energy of the mind in a particular way, if that works for you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
And there are no weird questions. So Metz and Magdalena, one last question.
Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. So the first retreat I did in 2017, I had a lot of doubts. I understand Alexei's question, so the mind was very much like, but everything is mine, and how can it, it's like a very intellectualizing sort of practice, and it was interfering with the metta, and a lot of dosa came, aversion. Then the second retreat this summer, I had much stronger motivation to practice because I've been through so much horrible things, and so it was very quick. The mind was like, it was like the last outpost to my sanity, you could say. And so the mind was totally focused on the metta, and it was no hindrances there at all. Right now, I'm in a very beautiful surrounding, and it's very pleasant. And the metta is there, but it's not as, urgent. So I can see it's a lot of delusion because it's the same urgency in a way. I can die any minute, right? There's a scorpion. There was a scorpion in my room here the other day, and there is a snake in the meditation hut, so you know. But so my question is, well, maybe I don't have a question because I kind of know it, but like the urgency, does it make it stronger, I guess? The understanding of the urgency, because now it's a little bit like coming and going, and it's not really that, you know, strong.
It's actually a good question. Urgency is very helpful, which is the reason the Buddha mentioned that in the scriptures, the Buddha is often quoted as saying, practice like your hair's on fire. And when we understand the challenges of life, and we understand that each of us is dealing with the same struggles, basically. I mean, everybody has their own flavor of suffering, but we all have difficulty. It makes it much easier to connect with the well-wishing. Whereas when things are going really well, and we're just, oh yeah, may everybody be happy, It's easier to be a little, the word has connotations, but lazy, basically. Or just a little too relaxed about the practice. So if you find yourself kind of taking everything for granted and struggling with connecting with the metta, and this applies to all of us, things are not going badly in your life and everything's fine and oh yeah, remember that first noble truth of suffering, and that all beings suffer, even if we don't feel it right now. It brings up compassion, which is a form of metta that inclines to suffering. And certainly for ourselves, you know, when we've been through something really hard, or we're currently going through something really hard, it's much easier to access the metta. And because we understand the importance of it, and because it creates a space that keeps us sane, sometimes even, you know, we can rest there, and it's a real refuge. So connecting with metta is a refuge in those times when it may feel boring or difficult is a really beneficial thing to do.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, no.
So I wanted to, as usual, we'll do this every day, end our formal session together with a larger group with some chanting. And tonight I'd like to begin, or this afternoon, I'd like to begin with page one, the top of page one. We did the bottom yesterday. It's the metta chant. And what we did yesterday is embedded in this, so some of it will be familiar. And I think most of you know these chants anyway. So we'll be going through the whole chant one time, and then through the first two verses, and end at the word kamasaka the second time. So we'll be going through it all 1.5 times, basically, or 1 2/3 times.
Sata, sabe, pala, sabe, buta, sabe, pugala, sabe, atabawa, paria, pana, saba, itio, sabe, purisa, sabe, aria, sabe, anaria. Sabe Deva, Sabe Manusa, Sabe Vinipatika, Avera Hontu, Abhya Bhaja Hontu, Aniga Hontu, Sukhiyatanam Pariharantu. dukkha mucchanto yata lada sampatito ma vikacchantu kamasaka purati maya disaya pachi maya disaya uttaraya disaya dakinaya disaya purati maya anudisaya pachi maya anudisaya uttaraya anudisaya dakinaya anudisaya heti maya disaya upari maya disaya sabe satta sabe panna sabe buddha sabe pogala sabe atabhava pariyapanna sabha itiyo sabe purisa sabe ariya sabe anariya sabe deva sabe manusa sabe vinipatika avira hontu apya pacha hontu anika hontu sukhiyatanam parihantu dukha mucchantu yata lada sampatito ma vikacchantu kammasaka.
So next I'd like to go to, I believe it's page 3. Burmese metta chanting. I had some other plans, but we had a lot of questions today, so I'll keep the chanting session a little shorter. So we'll do the top of the page, the four aspirations in Burmese, three times, and the bottom of the page, the Burmese sharing merit, three times. And you can see the translation there on the sheet. If you are familiar with this, you won't have any problem with this. Some of you for whom this is new, please just follow along. You'll get the hang of it.
Alon tatavadvi chamma chapasi chanda chapasi Kosiya kincha pasi, seisiya kincha pasi, asasa ayaya asimpi cha pasi, alontatavadvi chamma cha pasi, chanda cha pasi, kosiya kincha pasi, seisiya kincha pasi, asasa ayaya asimpi cha pasi. Alontatavadvi chamma cha pasi, chanda cha pasi, kosiya kincha pasi, seisiya kincha pasi, asasa ayaya asimpi cha pasi. Ahmiya, 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 yuta mucha bakolo, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Ahmiya, 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 yuta mucha bakolo, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Ahmiya, 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 yuta mucha bakolo, sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
So that concludes our group session today, our large group session. Some of you will be seeing both, or either Aria or I, in about 15 minutes. If you will be seeing Aria, you can stay on this Zoom site. If you see me, please change to my Zoom meeting site, so log out here and log back in 15 minutes. So I will be seeing everybody in Group A, which is Andreas, Christine, Ekaterina, Federica, Jerome, Shanti, Sham, and Matt. And then Aria, I believe, will be seeing everybody in Group D, which is Deb, Doris, Francesca, Iris, Keith, Leslie, Lisa, Magdalena, and Bridget. So we'll see you soon. And for all the rest of you, may you have a really fruitful day of practice. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your practice.